Signs out of Moscow today, as India and China said they've agreed to work at reducing tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a meeting of the defense ministers of the two nuclear-armed Asian countries. Both sides deployed additional forces along their frontier after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. China did not release any casualty figures. The Moscow discussions were the highest level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh of India, Wei Fenghe of China, met late Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agree that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. There was more political turmoil in the former Soviet Republic of Belarus today as masked security agents dragged students off the streets of the capital, Minsk, and took them away in vans. This as new protests broke out against President Alexander Lukashenko. It is the fourth straight weekend of unrest since his questionable re-election. The Russian TASS news agency quoted the Minsk police as saying that up to 30 people were detained for taking part in unsanctioned demonstrations. Elsewhere, masked men apprehended students who had gathered at a restaurant in the center of Minsk. Thousands of women later held a separate march through the city, shouting, "Hands off the children," as one of their slogans. Lukashenko has been in power for a quarter century. There was a tragic gas pipeline explosion at a mosque in Bangladesh overnight outside the capital, Dhaka. 13 people were killed, 30 others are reported injured. The blast occurred near the end of worshippers' prayers. Fire service officials believe the blast was caused by a gas leak. Dozens of victims were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. This is VOA News. There is a chilling prediction that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus will reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current figure, and that fatalities could reach 3,000 a day in December. The modeling comes from the University of Washington's Health Institute. The other side of the warning, COVID-19 deaths could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore face masks. But in fact, the use of such coverings appears to be declining. According to a Johns Hopkins University tally, COVID-19 has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. There was a coronavirus lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria and Australia's second largest city. There were 15 arrests. The ironic backdrop, a gradual improvement in stemming new cases in Victoria due to the nearly five-week-long restrictions in Melbourne. Around 200 demonstrators rallied with chants of freedom and human rights matter, surrounded by swarms of police. Victoria reported 76 new virus infections and 11 deaths today. Tomorrow, the state's premier, Daniel Andrews, is set to outline plans for easing Melbourne's pandemic rules, which shut down large parts of the economy, required everyone to stay at home except for essential business, and imposed a nighttime curfew. The coronavirus death toll in Australia is just under 750, with some 26,000 cases. In China, two people who returned to their hometown after contracting the coronavirus in the city of Wuhan have been sentenced to prison for failing to self-isolate when they visited another city in January. The Chinese court said the two had contact with hundreds of people in the city of Yibin in Sichuan province. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro is taking heat for suggesting that when there is a coronavirus vaccine, people should have a choice whether or not to take it. He is speaking out against making shots mandatory. Bolsonaro's critics include the state governor of Sao Paulo, who told the Associated Press that immunization should not be viewed as a personal decision, that it should be obligatory, except in special cases. Here in the U.S., there is continuing uproar over President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to American military personnel buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies it and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his bid for re-election, former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden, said if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. Best variety.